Association President Jean Bertrand Aristide announced Wednesday that they are preparing cases accusing authorities in the United States and France of abducting him and forcing him into exile. U.S. lawyer Brian Pincannon made the announcement in Paris after meeting with Aristide in the Central African Republic. Another U.S. lawyer for Aristide, Ira Kurzban, has sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft asking the Justice Department to investigate the circumstances of the Haitian president's departure on February 29. The attorney said that besides forcing Aristide to board a 20-hour flight out of his country, he was not free to leave the plane, he was not free to decide the plane's direction, and he didn't even know where the plane was going. Pincannon said another lawyer in France is preparing a complaint for complicity in abduction against four people connected with the French Foreign Ministry. French lawyer Gilbert Collard, noting French and U.S. arguments that Aristide formally resigned, pointed out that the resignation occurred outside all constitutional procedures while the Haitian president was surrounded by armed men. He added, I call that a kidnapping. On Tuesday, 53 African nations added their voices to Aristide's call for a probe of his departure, which they termed as unconstitutional. In Haiti, meanwhile, Washington has imposed its choice for a new prime minister, who is an Aristide critic and a popular South Florida television talk show host. Gerard Latourcue was chosen by a special U.S.-approved seven-member so-called Council of Wise Men to replace legitimate Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune. The designation came between late Tuesday and early Wednesday morning as U.S. Marines fought three gun battles in the Haitian capital after they were reportedly fired on, including one outside the Prime Minister's residence that's suspected to have left two attackers dead. The U.S. military said soldiers thought they saw two dead on the ground after one clash, but when they returned to the scene, found no bodies. The firefights came after militants demanding Aristide's return, stoned cars, and set barricades ablaze Tuesday, blocking the main road in the capital and threatening renewed turmoil. U.S. Marines subsequently announced that they would start helping disarm the general population in what some observers called a potentially volatile move after weeks of bloodshed. Military commanders, saying it would be a joint disarmament program with Haitian police, called on Haitians to tell them who has weapons and to turn in any arms, but gave few details on how the program will work.